That's really not fair. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, the Honorable Senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin. Are you wearing Armani? Is that Armani?
No, I'm sorry, it's not.
Oh, you're sorry it's not, or you're sorry, comma, it's not?
Let's see. Yeah. It's just not.
It's not fair, though, isn't it? Because like, a woman candidate has got to account for her dress and hair and all this stuff, and you never hear, you know, come
Some
on.
Some of us
Donald
with the
Trump
hair especially
dresser?
Haven't done that very well.
No, you look great. You're my favorite senator in terms of looks.
Oh.
And policy. Total policy. You know, and I was, you know, I thought, okay, Tammy, but, you know, I'd never actually looked through your bio and stuff. And look at this. Your maternal grandfather was Jewish.
Yes.
I knew it. I knew there was something. Did you feel it all these years? There was something from Russia.
Eastern Europe, Latvia, Lithuania.
Yeah, they all lumped together in Russia.
One yeah. part of that tree, family tree, Germany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
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 That was really cool. And you're the third, Adam Sandberg is your third cousin.
Yes.
Wow.
Did you get together at family outings?
I've never met him.
No? Does he know?
I believe so because his Wikipedia site also says he's third cousins with me.
Really?
That's the brilliance of an encyclopedia that's put together by people, right?
Yeah, by people who know.
He might try to change that out, but people keep putting it back in.
So
he can't get rid of me.
The Sandbergs are related to the maternal grandfather side, then?
Yes.
Is that it?
So we share, I think it's great-great-grandparents in common. Mm-hmm. And actually, I don't know how interesting this is, but double pair, because... Green girl married a Marrow boy, and then the siblings married each other, so there's, you know.
Is that legal? Was that in Latvia?
Yeah.
That's legal in Latvia,
I always sort of thought maybe they all met at the wedding of the first couple, but
yeah.
That's, no, not how it happened.
Well, we all have baggage, let's face it. Hopefully it won't come up in the next election, and it shouldn't be a problem for you. So, how are things going? Are you things in the Senate there? Is the deadlock any better than the gridlock? And
well, so much attention right now is being focused on the presidential election.
Yeah.
We've had several of our senators who were sort of absent for most of the year.
That was good, though,
return.
Right? Yeah.
So Ted Cruz is around now, and
yeah.
Marco Rubio, and
yeah.
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
We'll probably have more returning shortly.
Yeah.
And but the focus has really been on the presidential race. We are doing a lot right now to try to respond to several big emergencies. You had a joke about Zika, but
yeah.
obviously that requires our opioid and heroin epidemic and lead in the water like in Flint, but here in Wisconsin, so a lot of mm-hmm. sort of emergency level things that we'd really like to see some progress on in the coming months.
We got that manure runoff thing.
Yeah, we have a lot of issues.
I have a problem with it. I don't know about it. I know a lot of the farmers do too. But
yeah.
Got to spread it somewhere, though. Is the only problem.
Or generate electricity from it.
Ooh. There you go. Well, I could go into that then. I'm looking for something to go into, you know. You know, you kind of saved my behind before when you on the floor of the house when you did it. You actually boosted the show there and said, you know, my favorite public radio show. What do you know? And that I think that kept us in the game for another couple of years there. But
do you think my latest attempt will do it again?
What is it?
Well, we put you into the Senate congressional record this week.
Oh, you didn't have to do that. Yeah.
Tremendous run.
Yeah. Does that come with a stipend? Probably not. No, you can't really do a stipend sort of thing. All right. And what does that get me? Like a dollar and a half? That gets me right on the bus?
Something for your wall.
Yeah, that's nice. Isn't that nice? Did you actually deliver this on the floor?
I delivered it to the floor.
Thank you very much. That's very sweet.
My honor.
Can we... can you do anything more, like legislatively?
If things were moving, that might be a prospect.
Yeah, that's right. It's all bottled up now. Because all those guys are back and things are slowed down. It's like a sense of the Senate. Can you, one of those things?
Well, this is at least my sense of the Senate.
Am I too old to be a page, I suppose?
Yeah. You need to be a junior in high school and have at least a 3.5 grade point average.
I did. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But not in retrospect.
It's just the age thing right now.
Okay.
Maybe you could be an intern.
Yeah. But, you know, no one ever told me you had to have something to fall back on in life. You know, I mean, if you...
In my line of work, you always have to be thinking about what to fall back on.
Did you? I mean, if God forbid you didn't win an election, what would you do then?
Well, there was a sort of...
Biochemistry?
Like my grandfather?
Yeah.
No. I had the serious list and then the sort of whimsical list. I had a get-rich-quick scheme list. Oh, it's all my brilliant ideas.
I'd like to hear that one.
The future's in batteries.
Batteries.
I had a couple of apps that I was going to develop, and they were going to just, you know, be wonderful. But the serious list really focuses on what I find most wonderful about the work that I do get to do. And among them, you know, that teachable moment when you're visiting with maybe a group of young people who are learning about government, and you see the light bulb go on, as they say.
Yeah.
And you see a young person understanding that they're not too young to have power and have a voice and be able to make the world a better place. And that's what I would want to carry on.
Yeah. But can I do that is the question.
Without a question.
I can see you doing it. And don't you think, the Bernie Sanders thing, it's probably gone a little long here, but just the response of young people to what he was saying and to his candidacy and the excitement you saw, again, in young people wanting to be involved in the process and have a say.
Absolutely.
That's very encouraging, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so easy to think that you have no voice, that you have no power in the way our democracy is today, and he has done such a beautiful job of reminding everybody that they have a voice and they have a stake in the future, and if they participate, it's going to make a difference, and he is going to make a lasting difference, and his followers even more so.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I certainly hope that is the condition. Because I don't know, when was the last time I felt like, well, I was a kid when, you know, JFK and all that stuff, like the new frontier. I thought, well, you know, I thought there was a new frontier. I actually believe there was a new frontier. A frontier, and it was brand new. I don't know, I couldn't imagine what a frontier was. It's just like a Western used to have frontiers. But we're actually,
With Kennedy, was the moonshot. New frontier.
Yes. Beyond the moon.
We could do anything, right?
And it's been a while since we felt that way. Well, Nixon had Bring Us Together. That was cool. Didn't quite play out. You guys are in session right now, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah.
Not like Saturday morning, but but we're in session. Yes, I'll be heading back on early next week.
What's going on right now? What's the big issue being debated, or the bills?
Well, the bill on the floor of the Senate right now is the National Defense Authorization Act. It's an annual measure that comes before both houses. But just yesterday, I was alerted that I'm going to be on a conference committee for the Zika funding, and I'm looking forward to getting something to the president's desk soon.
Yeah, that's my phone going off, by the way. That's my daughter on the phone there, and I'm sorry.
Is that her
not on airplane mode.
Is that her special ringtone?
Yeah, that's her saying, hello, and I put her on the phone. So yeah, the Zika thing. And the bill, the defense bill, is there any hang-ups on the defense authorization bill? I know there was another bill that had some rider on it that Paul Ryan finally discovered was in there, because he still knew at the job. He didn't notice he slipped in this other thing in there, and then so the whole thing was off.
So the issues right now with the defense bill are folks who really want to offer amendments, and it's very procedural, but our majority leader, unfortunately, is closing down those options, and people are frustrated about it. They really want to have a chance to have a full debate. But it's not one of our most controversial measures as they come.
Which one is these days?
These days, you know, I think it is about responding to these emergencies that I was talking about. We think they are critical. We think that, for example, the opioid and heroin epidemic, it's unbelievable the damage that it's causing in our communities, sometimes quite silently. And we think there has to be a really robust response at all levels, all of us working together to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah. And the opioid thing, is that from people getting prescription for pain relief and then just getting hooked on it, or is it actually not now a kind of a
what I would describe? I mean, if you look at how this epidemic has cropped up, it's very much associated with what's called the pain as the fifth vital, and about 15 years ago, doctors started asking not only, you know, what's your blood pressure and what's your heart rate, but what sort of pain are you experiencing? And that created a demand to satisfy patients and to get good ratings, et cetera. And we've seen a huge increase. And not enough flexibility to say, how about if you're recovering from a surgery or something, how about just a 3-day supply rather than a 30 or 60-day supply? And we've seen pills in medicine cabinets become the source of diversion into the community, folks who don't have prescriptions. It's been very frightening, but I've been listening to testimony from constituents around the state, and I hate to be so somber on a comedy show.
No, that's all right. But, I was earlier,
but
I mean,
but it is, you know, to hear from parents who've lost children, to hear how hard people have to struggle to get help. It should not be easier to get the drugs than it is to get treatment, but it is in our society. And this demands a real robust response in our society.
What about, you remember the progressive agenda?
I do.
Yes. I thought you may have been
associated. I still embrace it.
Yeah, you embrace it, and I know it's still there, but I mean, is that, and that's sort of what Bernie Sanders, a very progressive
Absolutely.
Agenda and stuff, but is but that, yeah. what's happening with that? Are there still people advancing it, and does it ever get voted on some of these issues about that, you know, like college tuition, for example, is,
so, we've put together on college affordability because obviously education is the means to fully realize our country's aspiration of equal opportunity for all. I mean, that's how we realize it.
Yeah.
And we certainly have our battles in the state where we've seen huge cutbacks in K-12 and higher education. We've also seen students get crippling debt in just attaining their bachelor's degree or even associate's degree. I've introduced, based on President Obama's call for it, a bill called America's College Promise that would allow 2 years of community college or technical college to be tuition-free through a federal-state partnership to allow people to get ahead. And we've got to do more. We've got to allow people to refinance their student loan debt, which, again, is burdening so many and holding our entire economy back. There's much lower interest rates today than some of these recent graduates and not-so-recent graduates are experiencing with 8, 9, 10% interest. Mm-hmm. And so we put them all together, also increasing the Pell Grant for low-income students to make these opportunities available. And that's in the education front, but we've got so much more to do given the hard work, you know, Wisconsin has the best work ethic of any state in the country, to recognize work, We value wealth these days more than we value work, and the dignity of work should never be ignored, and we've got to make sure that we have the policies in place to allow people to get ahead, allow people to have their hard work recognized by raising the minimum wage, by recognizing that overtime shouldn't be given for free, by having paid family and medical leave and all of those. And that's all a part of that progressive agenda that's meant to, again, level the playing field between the hardworking person and, frankly, those on Wall Street.
Yeah. And you know... I assume those of you who are not applauding are on Wall Street. Okay, just what I'm assuming. And we, you know, just the word progressive, they were Republicans. That was a Republican offshoot of the Republican Party, the whole progressive movement per se, you know, with the word progressive. And it's kind of, you know, in some ways, you know, if there should be a bridge somewhere between conservative values and the fact that we need to be competitive globally now. And the way you do that is through education, number one, you know. So that's where we should be putting our money, do you feel like that's happening at all? There is sort of a bridge there that's saying, you know, we have to be competitive, and it's not just a conservative or a liberal issue. It's an American competition with a very advanced world economy.
Well, I could certainly single out some colleagues who are Republicans and also champions of education, but unfortunately, I would say they're fewer and further between these days, and that's so regrettable because I have the honor of holding the seat that Robert M. La Follette Sr. held. I mean, I never forget that, and he he rode circuit around the state. He would take the opportunity to speak at all the county fairs and lay out this incredible agenda, and then he founded the Progressive Party and the Progressive Movement, and it's something that is, something that we hold so dear, being from Wisconsin, why I love being from Wisconsin so much, but it has certainly been something that is much more embraced by the Democrats these days, and we've got to find more common ground because this is our future competitiveness, but also for the individuals affected, it is their way to get ahead.
Yeah.
And it is so vital for strong communities.
And are you thinking that Ron Johnson is not going to be the go-to guy for this bridge?
He's not the one that I was singling out in my mind when you asked the question.
He's running a rather odd campaign, but he's running a campaign where he does not admit that he's a senator from the state of Wisconsin. It's an unusual approach. I don't know. Has that been done before? I think it probably has been done before.
Well, he starts most hearings off with, "I'm a businessman."
Plastics.
That's literally the first line, yeah.
Plastics. So, you saw that movie, and it impressed him so much that he, the graduate. Plastics. Well, it's an odd, and this whole...
Notice my get-rich-quick scheme was the future's in batteries, not the future's in
plastics.
I have nothing against plastics.
No. What sort of batteries were you thinking of?
Our gadgets going forever and ever and ever.
Like atomic batteries?
And to be able to save that energy that we capture from the sun so that we can use it at night.
Yeah. Okay. I hope you keep your job. I really do, because I don't think this battery thing is going to...
It's not well thought out. Yeah, there wasn't much depth to it.
And this whole presidential election cycle, have you ever seen anything like it?
I mean, never.
Just never.
Has anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, what? Come on.
What? What? Not even what is it. What is what?
Don't know.
Where are the issues? Where are the Where's the exchange of ideas on a high, lofty level?
You could see them on one set of debates,
yes.
But not so much
That's true.
The others.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I actually watch both sets of debates in the primary.
Did you?
So
how did that work for you?
Well, on one hand, I saw a substantive exchange of ideas, and on the other, wow. remember after that one debate, talking about hands, talking to parents who said they sent their 10-year-old son, like, you have to leave this debate, or, you know, the room right now. You cannot watch the rest of this debate. And they never thought they'd have to do that during a presidential debate.
Well, I think I know the part that where that happened.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah, got a little weird in there. But, you know, I've never seen it. And it sort of stands to reason, though, when you start electing politicians who are anti-politics.
This has been going on for a while.
Yeah. It was very strange in the beginning. I was, all right, I'm anti-government, and I'm anti-politics, and so I'm running for office. You know, and Donald Trump is sort of the culmination of, here's Donald Trump. You know, not doesn't know much really about politics or issues or anything like that. He's Donald Trump.
That's all I see him
saying. No, that's like the epitome of this whole thing, you know. And it's even, you know, when we go back to Nixon, Kennedy and stuff, they were debating issues, and it was a back and forth. And Nixon was a smart man, you know, he had a lot of things. He actually did some very good things in office, so opened up China, you know, and so forth, and other things.
He was one of the early ones calling for universal health care, believe it or not.
Universal health care.
Yeah.
Bring back Nixon, I say. Bring us together.
Don't go too far.
But now there's not a broad discussion of that, you know.
And the way his comments over the last couple of weeks have been just astonishing, and I think revealing him for who he is.
Yeah. And who would that be? Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. So good to see you again.
I'm so honored to be here.
Oh, I'm honored.
Thank you for all you've done.
Thank you. But thank you. You're welcome, and thank you. The Honorable Senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin.